From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is set to meet later Tuesday to discuss what to do about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The missile flew over Japan before breaking apart, falling into Pacific waters off Hokkaido. It is the first North Korean missile to travel in Japanese airspace since 2009. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Pyongyang's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat to his nation. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said his government cannot tolerate these repeated provocations. East Asia proliferation analyst Melissa Hannum of the Middlebury Institute for International Studies said the missile is believed to have been an intermediate-range Hwasong-12 launched from Sunan region near Pyongyang, traveling about 2,700 kilometers, reaching an altitude of 550 kilometers.
And it is designed to carry a warhead, a payload. It is not a space launch vehicle like the Unha-3, for example. So it's not the kind of rocket you would use to launch a satellite.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of joint military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea that Pyongyang has repeatedly denounced as a prelude to invasion. A European-African summit in Paris on migration Monday agreed to a plan to try to stem the flow of illegal human trafficking and support nations struggling to contain the flow of people across the desert and the dangerous waters of the Mediterranean.
Le dirigeant africain que je suis trouve insupportable.
Niger's president Mahamadou Issoufou said he cannot bear watching Africans die in the desert to reach Europe. Leaders of Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Chad, Niger, and Libya agreed to create a mechanism to identify legitimate migrants fleeing war and persecution before they embark on the dangerous journey and register them through the UN. This is VOA News.